Yo, a young nigga stay on the clock for Wells Fargo. Man, I love this shit, cuh. Hey, man, you already know what it is. Man, it's the most blessed, the most prolific, most entertaining podcast to ever grace this earth. You feel me? God is good, God is great, nigga. And whatever goes up must come down. Whatever goes down must come up. Man, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Always keep God first and nothing else, man. You already know what it is. You already know what it is, man. Stay prayed up. Be kind to yourself. Shine and grind like there's no tomorrow. Shine with that urgency to go get it and make your dreams a reality. You feel me, nigga? Because everything's on you and nobody else, man. Take full responsibility of your life. And all great fruits will prosper. Always strive and prosper. That's what life's about, man. If you're not moving forward, you're going backwards. If you're standing still, you're also going backwards, man. You are tuned in. You are tuned in to Justin Bless Podcast. Yo, hey man, I like to say thank you. And if this is your first time, man, we got great episodes, man, that you can run them down, man. Play them all. It's gonna last you about like 2 days straight for you to be able to play them all. More than that, almost 3 days straight. So, hey, run them all. We got great things on there. Maybe every podcast ain't for everybody. But I tell you this, and I put this on everything. You'll learn something from every single podcast. Real talk, bruh. So go ahead and run it up, man. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. Continue to show that love and that support by sharing with your friends, your foes, and your hoes. And whatever that you give out is going to come back right to you tenfold, because that's how God works. You feel me, nigga? So support the pod, man. Support the pod. Because I see people are so quick like this, right? People are so quick to share stuff that has nothing to do with them. They're not tied to the person at all, right? But I do understand that you have some sort of emotional connection with somebody that might be your hero, or not really necessarily, I'm going to say hero, someone that you really understand their message. That's what I'm going to say, that you understand their message, right? On a deep level. That's just so quick to share their information. But the thing is, it's like, bruh, that person that you might feel their message on a deep level, bruh, you feel your friend's message on a more deeper level. Someone that's local trying to be global, like myself. I'm local but global at the same time, because my mindset, that's what it is. That's what I pray about. That's what I speak on. That's exactly what this podcast is going to be. It just haven't happened just yet, but it's going to happen though. Trust. So yeah, man, like I seen someone I know, like they shared something of, you know, like how Rihanna was pregnant, everybody's sharing it and all that. Like they close friends with her. I'm not saying not to share. I'm just saying like you got your friend over here that might have like a doing hair at home, right? And she's trying to get her little hair business off, but you ain't sharing that. You ain't supporting that. You might have one of your niggas, right? One of your guys, he has a shoe cleaning company that he's trying to start off and get off the ground. He's cleaning shoes in his garage or his backyard or his mom's backyard. And you ain't sharing that, trying to help support and bring that awareness to he or she's startup. Man, it'll make you less of a man, less of a woman to share, to support, to say, yo, that shit is dope. And also to make you less of a man or less of a woman or more of a man or more of a woman to hate. You know what I mean? Like that honestly make you less. It don't make you more. It don't make you better. It don't make you stronger, whatever the case might be. If the shit ain't for you, it's just not for you. You feel me? And that's okay too. But you don't got broadcasted like, oh, look at this person, whoop-de-whoop, blah, 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 throwing tomatoes at the nigga. Like, you ain't got to do all that, my guy. Not everything's for everybody. And that's cool. You feel me? So y'all vibe, y'all rock with the podcast, because we got a great podcast for y'all, man. And I've been running up the podcast and nobody has really gave me insight on, should I cut the podcast a little bit shorter? Should I go a little bit longer? Should I keep it the same? Because I'm over here around like an hour, 10 minutes, hour, 5 minutes or something like that, averaging out or so. And I don't know if I should do it, do a shorter or anything like that. But with this podcast, I'm going to not talk as much. It's going to be a little bit less, and we're going to see how y'all rock with that. You feel me? Just try something a little bit different. I did one short podcast episode, I believe, What is Happiness? I don't remember what number that was, but it was a little bit shorter than all the other ones. But that one wasn't intentionally to be short. That one I had something to do. So, but I had to do this because I told myself I'm going to stay consistent with my podcast. That's exactly what your boy has been doing since February 22, 2022. You feel me? So we're staying consistent. Tuesday, 8 a.m. Friday, 8 a.m. Spotify, Apple, wherever, in all streaming platforms where you can find your boy, man. Amazon, we all over the place, man. The Justin Blessed Podcast. Ain't no other podcast like this podcast, man. And I put down everything. You feel me? So what we gonna do? What we gonna do right now for the ones and the twos and the threes? We gonna tap into the news report. Beep, 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 beep. News report. Chicka, 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 chicka. News, 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 news report. Hey, man. We gonna tap into... It's been real trendy out there in the streets. YSL whole thing going down. Young Thug, Gunna, all them. It said there's like 28 members all together. And, you know, Young Thug got locked up. Racketeering charges, or RICO, which is basically you're guilty by association. Like one person could like... Because with a RICO, bro, they can charge so many people. It's not even funny. It's how to take down gang-affiliated affiliations, foundations, and big gang corporation type of things, right? But if they go do that, man, they got charged the KKK. How come the KKK haven't been charged yet? All them other guys, Proud Boys and all them other niggas. You know what I mean? It's like, how come they don't get hit with the RICO when they did the Capitol riot, whatever? They ain't get hit with no RICO. They're charging one person at a time. I'm like, bro, you could charge all them niggas. Link them all up together. Hit them with all the same charges. Bobby Shmurda, he got hit with a RICO. That's how they took down a lot of the GS9 gang. You know what I mean? People getting like 60, 50 years or whatever the case might be. Something stupid. From the RICO. So, I'm just kind of confused on why they don't hit other people with that. But hey, who am I? I'm just Justin. But let's dive into it, man. My mans. So this nigga said this, right? This is what they said in court, man. Listen to this, bro. This nigga try to paint Young Thug as like Pablo Escobar or something like that. Look at this, man. No, snap. Volume ain't on. My bad, guys. My bad. Here we go.
The least of them, you found them dangerous. This is the most of them. This is the one that you see the shadow in the back.
Damn, my bad, man. Someone text me, threw it off. Let's get back into it. Let's get back into it because people are just blowing me up right now. And I don't really understand. Hold on. Let's get back into the video.
Of them, you found them dangerous. This is the most of them. This is the one that you see the shadow in the back of the room. He's the one directing traffic. He is the one they're all afraid of. He's the one that's King Slime. He's pulling the shots. Of the least of...
Yo, you hear what Buddy said, man? He's like, yo, this is King Slime. Bro, this sounds... His voice, how he said it, how he articulated it, all that stuff, right? Bruh, this sounds like a album intro. And man, I don't wish prison on nobody. So I hope Young Thug get out. And when he gets out, he uses this clip for his album. I remember he was about to drop an album really, really soon. Now I'm pretty sure they got pushed. They ain't gonna push that back. They got to keep his name alive, so I'm pretty sure they're going to drop it still to get, like, support, whatever. But when he does get out, they got to use this, bro. They got to take this nigga voice and just switch it up a little bit. Remember back in the days, I don't know if y'all know or not, but I'm pretty sure y'all got somewhat of a glimpse. They used to have DJs, right? Niggas will have the intro, but they'll be saying some stuff. So, hey, if this little clip gets a Young Thug real quick, YSL and all them, hey, use me, bruh. Use your boy Justin Bless. Because we're about to remix this real quick, real nice and smooth. It go a little bit some like this. Watch this.
Of the least of them, you found them dangerous. This is the most of them.
The most.
This is the one that you see the shadow in the back of the room. He's the one directing traffic. He is the one they're all afraid of. He's the one that's King Slime.
Slap, slap. King Slime.
He's pulling the shots.
You feel me, bro? You feel me? That go kind of hard, bro. We going to do one more. You feel me? Let's see if the next one's better because, man, I'm telling you, if I had like a DJ mixing board or something, oh, we can go hard on this nigga. All right, one more. I'm telling you, this an intro to Young Thug's album, bro. I'm telling you, it has to be right here. And it's going to be called King Slime. It has to be. You know what I mean? And it could really end after King Slime and have like an echo or something. Then the beat drop. Bruh, have an echo or something. And then the beat drop. Watch. I gotta. Bro, what the hell? Watch this. Oh man. I got this one song. I'm trying to find it, but I don't know why these niggas ain't letting me freaking search for my guy. Because I'm going to show you guys an example. And you're going to be like, oh, man, I see what this nigga Justin talking about. Because this is like just perfect, bro. It's like it can't get any better than this right here. Watch. Where is it at? Right here.
Ain't gonna do it.
Ain't got no love for it.
So get on your two feet.
I got it right.
And pledge allegiance to the motherfucking tracker.
Hood bitch, hood bitch.
Go on, nigga.
Bitch, get up over my motherfucking apartment.
Damn.
I got dope all on my garment. Cooking dope and trust the truth. Move the show to serve special housing, money piling, money piling. I'm so free, don't need some housing. Buy a one car, take the wonders. Buy a car, stop the mileage. Stepping bricks all in the film. Stepping peas in the spare tie. Gucci ain't real, you a damn lie. Say your nigga a lie.
Ah, you see that, right? You see that? How he was talking? Imagine if this nigga was talking.
The least of them, you found them dangerous. This is the most of them. This is the one that you see the shadow in the back of the room. He's the one directing traffic. He is the one they're all afraid of. He's the one that's King Slime.
And they're right there with an echo, like, slat, slat, and this nigga come in. Be stupid. But anyways, man, back to it, man. My man was denied bond, and he has to remain in custody until, bruh, this thing got remain in custody until January 9th or 23rd of 2023. So my man at least got to be in that mug like 6-7 months. Well, 7 months, because he got locked up about like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or so. So he has to do 7 months up in there before he can even, until the trial starts, and then, you know, it goes from there. Man, hopefully he has a lot of kids too, man. So bless his kids. And one of his baby mothers got murdered at a bowling alley after an argument. So the child lost the mother. Now the dad too is like, damn, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's mad tough. And blessings to the family, blessing to King Slime, aka Young Thug, and all them people, bro. Like, we don't wish prison on nobody, jail on nobody, man. So respects, y'all do y'all things, y'all make it happen. And yeah, just be cool, be chill, you feel me? I'm pretty sure y'all know the news was broken out, went crazy, went stupid. That Amber chick, she owe my nigga, and I say again, my nigga Johnny Depp, 15 M's. You feel me? She owe my nigga that. Man, she took a dump on this nigga bed. Like, this girl's wildin', bro. This girl's wildin'. But the thing is, she don't even have a job or nothing like that. So it's like, how she gonna pay 15 mil to my nigga? But she better run him his bread, bruh. Real talk. Run that. We need all of it. Yo, so it was discovered that the world's largest living plant stretches for more than 112 miles, bro. Whoo. Bruh, that is dope as hell. And I really want to see that. It's in the ocean, of course, but stretches for that long. That is dope. That's dope. Hey, God is good. God is great. God's the greatest creator, artist, person with the most artistic sound, hearing, feeling, speaking, looking, creating all. You know what I mean? Created us. And we are in God's image, and perfect in God's image. And we might not be perfect to the world, but we're perfect to God. That's fire. Remember that, man. You might not be perfect to the world, but you're perfect to God. He created you perfectly. Real talk. No mistakes. You might have some insecurities that the world made you feel, but it's not what that is, because the way that you get insecurities, you analyze something else, right? Someone else might have in their life or something like that, and that creates a trigger to a potential insecurity. You feel me? So y'all stay cool, y'all stay wise, and man, y'all do y'all thing. Hey man, Elon Musk, man, this nigga always in the news. He funny, man. He a public figure, richest man. And like, a lot of rich people don't be in the news as much as this nigga, but this nigga speak his mind. Like, Bill Gates been rich for I don't know how long, but this nigga never really speaks on stuff just like out there like that. You feel what I'm saying? Same thing with Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett. They stay in their lane. Even if, and they don't really share their opinion too much on stuff that's not, I guess, asked of them to, like, directly. And then again, even if it's directly asked of them to speak or give their opinion, they'll analyze the question before they even speak by pausing real quick, think about it, and then respond. Or they might just dodge the question all in all. But man, nah, not this nigga Elon Musk. This nigga, he out there with it. But he's telling these niggas, man, at Tesla executives, man, they got to return back to work. If not, man, we just gonna count that as you just resigning from the job. Like, yo, my nigga ain't playing no games, bro. He's like, nah, y'all coming back. But I feel you. They might be like short on staff and stuff, like staff and I guess like production, right? Because some people working from home, some people not. You can't fully do 100% from home with that type of field, I would say. Because some jobs you can do 100% from home, but that type of field. And he's just like, man, it might be coming in, it might be hitting his pockets. You know what I mean? Like let's say, like, I don't know. Then I thought it might be saving his pockets because you don't have to, you're not flushing that many toilets. But shoot, hey, you just never know. You never know how it is. But there's a reason why he's taking a stance on it. I don't think he's just taking a stance for no reason. Like, he's taking a stance. Yeah, he's taking a stance for real on it. So, I don't know. But we're going to see how that goes, how that moves. And yeah, hey, I'm rocking with Tesla. Elon Musk, that's my nigga. He funny. He a funny guy. Yo, so Apple, they're planning to make the iPad look more like a laptop rather than looking like an iPhone, a big-ass iPhone. You feel me? I think it's going to be like, it's going to come with a keypad. I don't know, because Apple, man, these niggas here. These niggas here. Man, they sell everything separate, so I don't even know. They'll probably leave it like that, but then you might be, you can buy the freaking keypad. Like, I don't know. Keyboard. Oh no, but that's what they say. But man, I honestly don't think so. I'm pretty sure you can detach it, like always, because if it stays like that, that'd be kind of goofy. You feel me? But who knows when it comes to these niggas, man, because they be doing they be doing a lot of things. Hey, bruh. So Canada are going to try something very different. They're going to allow hard drugs like cocaine, heroin, meth, all that shit, right? And not charge people. They're not decriminalizing it, but just small amount that people use for personal uses. They're going to let that slide up to 2.5 grams. And to me, that's it's kind of big. You know what I mean? But hey, that's what they put the max to. You won't get charged, arrested, nothing for that amount. They're trying to reduce the suicide and all that stuff that people go through. You feel me? And overdosing and stuff like that. So that's what they're doing. And we going to see how that's going to be. Yo, Saudi Arabia is planning to build the largest buildings ever constructed. Man, they're investing $500 billion on developing Ni Omon. This joint is going to be ridiculous, bro. Skyscraper is about 500 meters, bro. That's 1,640 feet tall. That stretches the horizon for dozens of miles in the most unpopulated part of the country. The skyscrapers are going to be mixed with housing units like residential, stores, retail, and office spaces. That's going to be wild. But look, though, People say that, but look at Dubai and how they did in like 15 years. They were building like stupid, and that joint paid off in big dividends. You know what I mean? So I think they're planning to kind of somewhat do the same thing. Yeah, a lot of people are not there, but Dubai only used to have just one road until that king put up all his bread. That joint blew up. So, bro, you just, you know, I mean, you just never know how it's going to go, how it's going to move. You feel, until you invest and just see how it goes. And I think it's going to pay off for these guys. And I actually would like to go to Saudi Arabia one day. And we're going to see how it go and how it move. You feel me? But, bruh, remember how I told y'all everything's not for everybody? Everybody don't have to try everything. You feel me? When I said that, I'm talking about me personally. It's trees. That gas. You feel me? That sticky icky. Ooh-wee. You feel me? The haze. You feel me? All that stuff, bruh. Like, it's not for me. And I told y'all I'd explain it into three parts. And here's the third part. Why? Your boy stopped smoking, bruh. I'm going to give y'all a story about why your boy stopped smoking. It breaks into multiple parts as well. So let's dig deep. I don't really remember exactly what age I was, but I had to be like, I'm thinking. I had to be like 20. I was on probation since 17, got off at 22, right? So I had to be 21 or something. I know I stopped before I got off of it. You feel me? So I'd be like 21 or something like that. All right, so I went to one of my niggas' house. Actually, they had an apartment together. They shared an apartment. So I went over there to chill with these niggas and a couple girls there and whatnot. And we were smoking trees. You feel me? Like I told y'all before, we smoke all day, every day. But these niggas didn't live by the rest of the gang anymore. So these niggas went closer to the school that these niggas ain't even go to. You know what I mean? But that was a school that we was at. And these niggas, well, not these niggas, all of us, we smoking and stuff with females there and everything like that. Everybody smoking and stuff like that. So we run out of blunts. And I'm thinking like, yo, we about to just chill off of it. Because nobody wants to go to the store or go to, I believe it was called Trails. Yeah, it was called Trails. Nobody wanted to go there and get some blunts. It wasn't far either. It's like a 2-minute drive, nigga. You know what I mean? But nobody wanted to go. So this nigga was like, one of these niggas was like, yo, one of my white boys, they gave me a bong if y'all want to smoke that. And I'm like, nigga, we niggas, bro. What do you mean a bong? You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of shit that's running in my head. But at the same time, niggas like, yo, niggas was smoking. So I'm like, you know what I mean? We was already high and everything like that. So nigga pulls out the bong and everybody starts like hitting the bong. But the thing is, it's like nobody knew how to do it. but one of the girls there. You feel me? Because we so used to known to rolling. Roll up, nigga, and everything like that. Like, we don't know what that other stuff is or how the other stuff move and work or any of that. So niggas is like, alright. So we burning our thumbs, bro, like crazy. And I still, till this day, I don't know how to use that shit, bro. I just, like, it's just, it seems like a lot. Seems like a lot going on. Like, nigga, I'm just trying to just puff, puff, pass, or just puff, puff, chill for a little bit. Do what I do, puff some more. You know what I mean? Like, just, nigga, all that other shit just seemed a real extra. And then again, it seemed like niggas just doing too much. Like, it's getting to the level point that this ain't a nigga thing no more. Like, y'all pushing it too far. I'm explaining this to y'all. Niggas is real chill. We're real, like, we don't be doing too much. You feel me? Like, we don't be discovering new animals and shit like that. Like, shit like that. You feel me? Because niggas is real just chill with it. With the trees, yo, we just gonna roll up. Bam, bam, bam. Niggas is chill with it. But there's no way a black person came up with a bong, came up with a smoke mask, came up with a dab, came up with all this extra shit that go on nowadays. There's no way. No way. Because ain't no nigga going to be doing nothing like that or thinking anything like that. Like, oh, how do I get higher? Nigga, the blunt already got me high. If I want to get higher, nigga, I just smoke another blunt. You feel me, nigga? That's normal nigga thinking. And that's exactly how I thought and all my niggas thought. Until this bong shit came, right? So we burning our thumbs, nigga. We don't know what the hell going on. Don't know what the hole, what to do. We hitting the shit too hard. Niggas don't even know. But nigga, I'm right, hit that joint, bro. Just the girl helped me with it. I took a big hit, bro. I was just gone, bro. And I think I hit one more and I was done, nigga. I ain't hit too many because I was like, bro, this is too extra. A lot of shit going on. Water, cleaning shit. Like, nigga, no, bro. You burn out with the roach, nigga. You throw it away, nigga. Like, ash, you know what I mean? Like, simple, nigga. Niggas got clean shit and did. Nah. So that joint hit, right? I'm chilling on the couch. I remember I had, like, I was on the I had one leg up over the like the hand part, right, where you put your hand. I have one leg over that. I'm chilling on the couch and I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, nigga, I am dumb high, bro. And the thing is, nigga, I don't get like that. You feel me? Because nigga been smoking so many blunts, nigga. It's just like, to a point, nigga. Nigga wasn't really getting crazy high like that because I had so much tolerance on it. But that tapped and broke another gate or something like that, right? And I'm like, oh, nigga, like, I don't like this. That's the thing. Now I don't like it. I'm like, bro, I ain't liking this feeling, bro. So then I'm chilling for about basically, like, to me, it felt like a whole hour. I was contemplating with myself, like, bro, I don't like this feeling, nigga. This shit weird. Then I was like, yeah, this ain't it. So I told my niggas, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm about to be out. You feel me? They're like, yeah, all right. So I remember I went to the bathroom real quick, washed my face, because you put cold water on your face and everything like that. Your body just like kicks up or something, like, and takes like the high off faster. So nigga, I go. I leave, right? I leave, go to my car. Everything's straight and everything. I start driving home. Driving home, nigga, still high. I'm just like, bruh, I should not have been driving how high I was, bro. It's kind of like, I don't even know how a nigga got home safely. Let me tell y'all this one particular scene when driving home. I remember it very vividly, very clear, nigga. So I'm going down Grand. I'm going back to my place on the west side, nigga. So right before I hit Peoria, like the street Peoria light, the light turns red, right? And I slam on my brakes like, I thought I was going to run the red light. And when I slam on my brakes, right, and the car stopped, and I'm all breathing hard like, I look to the right, look to the left, and I blink real hard and open my eyes again. I'm like, bruh, the light was like 20 feet away. Like, I hit the brake so hard, burning tire and rubber, thinking I was going to run the red light, but I was so damn far from the light, like, it was in close. I was like, yo, I am tripping. And then I'm like, yo, I got to drive slow, nigga, right? Not like I was so just paranoid and, yo, I was tripping, nigga. I get home, go to sleep, nigga, right? Wash my face again. Then I went to sleep. Woke up. A nigga was still high, bruh. I'm like, yo, this ain't it, nigga. So that day, I woke up. I'm like, I remember I was in the bathroom, brushed my teeth and stuff. I'm like, yo, this ain't it. And I quit smoking trees right then and there. I quit smoking trees while I was high. I wasn't sober or nothing like that, bro. I was still high, bro. I remember I was in the shower and I was just like, bro, like, I don't need this, going back and forth type of stuff like that, right? And that's how your boy, like, initially stopped smoking trees. Still selling, nigga. Cause I still had the ounces and the QPs and pounds on your boy. You know what I mean? But the smoking part, I'm like, yeah, this ain't for me. So I stopped smoking. That day. Now I'm gonna tell you another incident, another situation. That's how your boy stopped smoking trees. From that day, I knew, like, I was tapping to a whole nother dimension, bro, like a whole nother ecstasy of life, like a whole nother, like, level of life in soberness and loving myself and not trying to cope or escape or just anything like that, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need this to be Justin. You feel me? Like, I was tapping into that level. It was early, very early entry level, but that was the first thing that I had to drop to tap in and be the nigga that I am today. That day. And then so on and so forth. I was telling my niggas, nah, I stopped smoking. And another thing that helped me be able to do that as well was when I was on TAS. And I told y'all about that, when I had to do the like the piss test and all that stuff. That helped me because I went 3 months straight without smoking trees. Obviously, I didn't need it to be me. So that kind of helped. But after I was done, I went back to smoking. You know what I mean? So, but anyways, that day stopped. Then this other day, I remember it was one of my niggas' birthdays. They left that apartment complex, and one of them went to another one, and the other one went back to his mom's house. So I went to go celebrate this nigga's birthday at his apartment. Well, for my nigga at the other nigga's apartment, right? A new apartment. This is like probably 8 months later or something like that, right? Probably like 8 months later or something like that. We went to this nigga apartment. This nigga was niggas was smoking trees, and I was like, nah, I don't smoke no more. He's like, damn, this nigga Justin really don't smoke no more. I was like, nah, nigga, I don't. But these niggas were smoking. And then my nigga was like, hey man, I got edibles. I got weed brownies, special brownies. And I was like, oh, word, for real? My other nigga's like, for real, you do? He's like, yeah, man, you know, I got it for your birthday, nigga. We ain't never had this before. Let's try it. Again, niggas ain't coming up with all this shit. You feel me? Niggas is real cool, calm, and collective. But these niggas want to do this. And I'm like, man, I ain't never tried it. So I was like, yo, let's do it. But again, everybody's like, don't at least do it once. Nah, some stuff is not even meant for you to do it once. You know what I mean? Like meth and shit. Like nah. You feel me? So don't always say yes to something. Like, nah, that saying is so stupid. Them niggas regret a lot of shit. Real talk. They live their life like that. That's dumb. Because you know yourself and know what you rock with, what you don't rock with. Some stuff is like a maybe, but a lot of shit you know for a fact is not you. So don't even try it. So, all right. So, we So this nigga had brownies. It was the brownie with the cheese on top. You guys know what I mean? Like, it has like the little swirly cheese and shit. Like, it's a fire brownie even without the trees in it. But it was that type of brownie. I don't know what that cheese stuff is on top, whatever. But anyways, it was that brownie. I'm eating these and the brownie is good. That's where they get you, my nigga. Because it's good. So I'm eating this and I'm like, bruh, I don't even feel nothing type of thing, right? Again, bro, I haven't smoked in like 8 months. So my tolerance is mad low. And I'm just eating. I'm like, yo, this ain't nothing. My nigga's like, yo, slow down, nigga. And I was like, bruh, I'm straight. And he's like, all right. So I want to go get another one. This is probably my third piece of brownie, nigga. And I'm eating and shit. And I told these niggas, because they're playing like NBA 2K or something like that. I told these niggas, I'm like, bruh, out of nowhere, nigga, this motherfucker shoot you to the rocket, to the moon, bro. Just whoosh, like no ready, set, go. Like with a blunt, that shit like slowly builds, you feel me? Like slowly builds, get you up, nigga. You feeling it. Bruh, edibles, no, nigga. They don't play no games with nobody, bro. That motherfucker just whoosh, all the way to the moon already, nigga, in like 2.3 seconds. And I'm like, bruh, just high, nigga. Like, what the hell? I ain't finished the third piece. I'm like, bruh, this is too damn much for your boy. And period for anybody. So I'm like, man, yeah, I'm straight, nigga. You feel me? And I was mad high, but I remembered even during that time, I'm like, yo, I can't drive home. I got to sleep this one out, chill here for a bit and all that. But I'm happy that right when I got high, I remembered, yo, I need to chill and stop. You feel me? And not keep going. So I stopped eating right away. I didn't take another bite and I just waited it off. And then I drove home. Everything was smooth. Everything was straight about it. Like when I drove home, I was good. And I was like, yeah, this ain't for me. Then there was another time. This is probably like years later, right? Like probably like 3 years later or something like that. 4 years later or something. I smoke one more time. But this time I'm smoking on New Year's because I went out with my cousin. I'm like, oh, it's a little celebration, whatever. Let me smoke, whatever. So I smoked. Just a little bit. And these niggas over here, like, they grew up with, like, white people and shit like that. So these niggas don't know what blunts are. They don't roll blunts. So niggas hitting, like, a pipe or whatever. And to me, it's so, like, that shit weird. But anyways, I did that, like, a couple times. Got high, like, felt it just a little bit. And I was like, yeah, I'm a chill. So I chilled off of it. Then another time your boy smoked one more time. I went to Mississippi. And this is a long story for another day, but I'm going to explain that story one day. It's a wild story. Stop smoking that day. You feel me? I mean, I smoked that day in Mississippi because of a reason, but I'll explain that for another time, another story, because it's long. Did that. Next joint. And this was the last time, and I don't think I don't think I'm going to ever smoke again. I was in Cali. I was in Cali with my nigga Cam. And we was out there just needed a little vacation because I was running it up, bro. I was working so many hours just to be able to buy my apartment complex, right? It was during that mix of time. And this nigga, Nipsey, recently passed away. And he had a strand called Marathon OG. And I'm looking right at it right now because I have like this little capsule, just a little memory, whatever. And I was like, yo, gotta smoke that one time just for Nip. Because anybody that know me for real know that Nip played a big part in my life. He's one of those people I'm trying to, I told you on the beginning about that. His message I related to on a deep level is like that. You feel me? So I was like, yo, I gotta try it. So, and another thing about Nip, he even said sometimes when he wants to focus and lock in, he don't even smoke. You feel me? just to focus. I'm telling you, that stuff is a distraction. If you do it too much, man, it could throw you all the way off. Some people can function with it. A lot of people can't. I'm going to say that again, because I know a lot of that shit go over y'all heads. Some people can function with it. A lot of you guys can't. They can't handle it. They can't function. They act stupid. Like, some niggas, like, they really function good off of it. It, like, balance them out, or it calms down their brain because they think too much or something like you, but they balance them, you know? They don't act dumb. They don't forget stuff. They don't laugh all the time. They don't got the munchies. They act normal, like some normal niggas. Like, someone I think that's like a normal person. I've been with them personally or nothing like that. But Wayne, Weezy, he, to me, it seemed like this thing always had blunt in his hand, but he needs to chill like that. Man, you know what I mean? But anyways, I smoked the Marathon OG. That joint is so powerful, bro. I took like 2 hits and I was like, yo, I'm good. Nigga was high, but I came down real fast. So it's cool, because right when I felt it, I was like, yeah, this is it. I took 2 or 3 hits and that was it. And I was like, yeah, I'm straight. You feel me? At that point, I haven't smoked in years. I'm like, yeah, I'm straight, nigga. And my nigga kept smoking and whatnot. And I remember the next day, we was driving like through Utah, because we were trying to go to like the Yellowstone National Park or whatever and see them underground volcanoes. He's like, yo, you trying to, I'm about to finish the rest of the Marathon OG one smoke. I was like, nah, nigga, I'm straight. So then that was it. And I don't think I'm going to smoke again, bro. Keep it shit honest with you. I think that was my very last time. Smoked the Marathon OG and just run it like that. No other flavors in my mind. Be like, oh, I should do this. I'm just like, nah, I'm straight. Now I'm pretty much good, bro. I can be around it. Because, again, I'm not a hypocrite, because the nigga sold it, smoked it. You know what I mean? Hit licks for it. Like, nigga, like, I ain't no hypocrite by any means on anything I've ever done or anything like that. I practice what I preach, man. I mean that shit for real. And anything nigga did in the past, we don't judge or nothing like that. We just let the shit ride. Like, y'all niggas smoke trees. All right, cool. Y'all niggas do y'all thing. I ain't doing it. And then again, don't be trying to force me to do it, pass it to me, nothing like that. At the end of the day, nigga, I respect my views, my morals, and how I move through this earth. Right now, nigga, I'm high off life. I'm close to God, bro. Continuously praying. Continuously trying to be a better person. Moving forward, going forward. You feel me? Life is good. Life is great, man. And being high off life, man, it's a beautiful thing, bro. It's a truly, honestly beautiful thing, man. And y'all continue to rock and y'all continue to be yourselves, man. Remember to smile. Remember to go. And shoot, we're going to leave it off like this, man. We're going to play Burna Boy, Last. This has been my song for the past couple weeks, playing it every day when I wake up. Hope this make y'all feel good, because this song right here, yeah, that joint makes me even higher off of life that I'm already at. Man, life is good. Life is great. God is good. God is great. We ain't stopping none of this, man, so let's get it, man. Burna Boy, man, take us out. Close us out, man. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless, nothing less, nigga. Power for the result, though. Nothing to discuss, though. Cause I think we need by default, and without any doubt, though. I'm a me, I be a doubt, though. I know go feed the girl. I know go feed the girl, it's out, though. I'm a mind that's really dark, oh. I put my life into my job, and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. I know holy, and I know that it get both. Like the Baba Fryo. I need people, I need you.
Soboma. I did try to buy moto, one Toyota Corolla. My feelings been they swing like Django Lover. Feelings been they swing like Django Lover. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lekki Bona. Now so much in remake could have been all over. My feelings today swing like Django Lover. Feelings today swing like Timbani catch you, at you.